they can come out. If the children want to come out at the front, because I'm going to be talking directly to them, if they can, it's up to you. Esther, Rebecca, Isla, Stephanie, do you want to come out?
Climb on it, can you? You'll knock everything off if you climb on it. You come and sit here with me and let's hear what Gary's got to say.
Esther, come on.
Esther, you come and sit down as well. Oh, where are you going? Yeah,
Rebecca.
Go back to Mummy, right? No, you stay there. You can't go there. No, right. Either Mummy or here. Esther, you sit at the front and then you can hear what Gary's saying.
Right. Now then, tonight, what we were going to be talking about...
No.
Oops. Yes, we'll blow it out.
What did you do?
I've blown it out. Okay, I've got a question for the children. And the question is this. How did you get here tonight? You, how did you get here tonight?
In a car!
You came in a car. Uncle James is going to find a car on the screen. Oh, we got walking.
Car!
So you came in a car like that one?
Yeah.
No, not like that. Stephanie and Ryan, did you walk? So we can have a look at walking? Right. That's it. Now then, what I want you to do is in a group, can you go around and ask people how they came?
Around.
So yes. Came by car as well. Yeah?
All right.
I came by car. I'm going to ask
so people, can you ask other people came? How they came?
How did they come?
How did you come?
In a car.
How did you come?
We walked.
Some people walked. Some people came by car.
All right, you come back and tell me now. Now then, Esther, Rebecca, Stephanie? Oh, she's just asking. Right.
Esther.
Sit down. That's it. Right. So what answers have you got for how people came?
Driving.
What about you, Stephanie? What have you found out? Some came.
I never see someone come here by a rocket.
Some people came by walking.
By walking?
Rockets.
All right. A rocket.
Oh, that was an interesting
Do you know, I didn't have... Yeah, I didn't have a rocket. Now then. Did anybody fly?
No.
No? Nobody flew? Did anybody come in a pushchair?
This one.
Did anybody come in a pushchair?
No.
No? Did anybody come on a bicycle?
No, I don't have a bicycle.
All right. Did anybody come on a bus?
Not today.
No? Did anybody come on a train?
No.
Did you come on a train?
No.
You just walked. Right. Well, those are different ways of getting here. A wheelchair!
You come in a car.
Hello.
We know you didn't go out the entire way.
And then you walked and you went in a wheelchair. Right, now then. I've got another question for you. What is your favourite way to travel?
Walk. Go on a bicycle.
A bicycle, Stephanie.
Hold
on, Stephanie. What's your favourite way?
Walking. I like to go in a train.
You like to go on a train? Wow. There's lots of different ways, aren't there? Now then, what I want you to do is I want you to...
I like to go on a train and a bicycle.
All right. Oh.
No.
Right. Now, I want you to help me count.
No,
Okay, so you've got to stand here and watch. Right. What we're going to do is we're going to ask people here what their favourite way. A what?
It's a basketball.
Oh, right.
It's a train.
No? Right. Now then, what we're going to do is we're going to ask people here about their favourite way to travel. Right? So if your favourite way to travel is a car, can you put your hand up? Can you count those for me, Esther? One, two,
three.
All right. Whose favourite way is walking? Nobody. Whose favourite way is on a bus?
One.
So that means at the moment the favourite one is cars, isn't it? Because we've got two for cars and one for walking. Whose favourite way is on a train? Ooh. How many?
Two.
No, you've got to count everybody.
Three.
Three.
For
mommy. Right. Four. Whose favourite is on an aeroplane?
Six.
Yeah, but you can't count it if people put two hands up. There's still only one. So that doesn't count. Right. I think this... Oh. Do you know... Shame on me. What haven't I put?
Bicycle!
A motorbike! Whose favourite is a motorbike?
No! I don't like fast!
And do you know that was one picture I didn't put on?
I don't like fast.
Faster. It will go faster sometimes.
Fast.
Right. Is there anybody who's got a favourite way of travelling that we haven't talked about? Stacey?
Horse riding!
Horse riding! Nice. Now! What's your favourite?
A unicorn.
A unicorn? Wow. Now then. How do you think, if because we're coming up to Christmas soon, how do you think Mary and Joseph, you sit down, how do you think Mary and Joseph got to Bethlehem?
On a donkey.
They might have had a donkey, but might have... No, they wouldn't have a horse. They wouldn't be rich enough for a horse.
Camel!
Definitely wouldn't have a camel.
Why?
They wouldn't be able to afford a camel. They probably walked. Now then, this is a question for everybody. How did Jesus get to Bethlehem?
Oh! In Mary's tummy!
Yeah. And what happened to him? He was born, wasn't he? Well, what kind of journey is that? A long way. Well, we've got some pictures of what a baby looks like in a mummy's tummy from very young to older. Look at this. Can you see? After 1 month... What? Ryan? You come this way.
No.
No, don't go that way. You come round that way. That's it. Now then, these are babies... at different ages, okay? And it takes 9 months for a baby to be born. Now then, we've got somebody here who's got a baby in their tummy.
And that's mommy!
Yes. Now, I don't think that baby's coming tonight. And Stacey definitely hopes that baby isn't coming tonight. And that baby Turner, is about like this. That's right. And Jesus had a different kind of journey to Bethlehem, didn't he? But he still arrived on time. How do you think the shepherds got to the manger?
Walking.
Walking. How do you think the wise men got to Bethlehem?
On a camel.
They might have come on camels or horses. There's all sorts of different ways of travelling, aren't there? Now then, sometimes when you're on a journey, it can be an adventure. You see, when the shepherds walked into Bethlehem, they probably knew the way to Bethlehem fairly well. They might even have lived there. But when the wise men went to Bethlehem, they had no idea where Bethlehem was. In fact, when they set off, they didn't even know where they were going. How did they get there?
On a camel.
They got there on a camel, but how did they know where to go? No, they didn't have a map. They followed a star because it said there was a star in the sky, and they followed it, and the star led them on the way, their journey.
And some men really follow people too.
Yeah. Do you think that when the wise men were going, it was a dangerous journey?
No, dangerous.
I don't think it was very dangerous, was it? But they were a little bit careful. Do you think it might have been a difficult journey? It was a long way, wasn't it? It says they came from the east. Do you think that journey is a dangerous journey that the baby has? It might be at times. And that's a journey that everybody here has had. Yeah? Every single one of us have had that journey. Some journeys like that can be difficult. And all the journeys are trying to get somewhere, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah? Do you know, Jesus said that we could go to heaven. That's where our journey's aiming for. When we were singing the song, how did it say we got to heaven? Can you tell us the ways we can't get to heaven?
Not on a sheep.
Not on a sheep.
Not on a camel.
Stephanie? On a zebra? No, we definitely can't get to heaven on a zebra.
No.
What?
Definitely not by walking.
So how did it say that we get to heaven?
Only fly.
No, we can't.
By God's son Jesus.
And that's a very special journey, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a very special journey that we all need to do. Just like we all need to be born. And we all have been born. We've got a special journey. You need to go to the toilet. There's a special journey to get to heaven. And Jesus said that's like being born again. And until we get to heaven, we're travelling a Christian life, aren't we? And that can be hard at times. Sometimes it can be difficult. Do you know, there are some dangerous journeys on earth. There are some journeys that are very, very dangerous. And there's a special path in Spain, and it was built about 100 years ago, and it was built around a cavern. And the idea, it's big sides of rock with a river in the bottom. All right? And I'll ask James, Uncle James, to bring this up first of all, and I'm going to ask Julie to tell us what it is, because she speaks Spanish better than I can.
The way of the king.
Caminito.
The little path to the king.
The little path to the king. All right? We're going to show you a video. Now, what this is there's a path that was built, as I say, about 1900.
Wow.
And well, fell into disuse. So now what they've done is they brought it up and made it better. But as you'll see, there's the path that we've got now, but also underneath it, there's the old path that's falling to pieces. They stopped people going along it because there were quite a few people killed. All right? This is the way of the king. Sometimes the way to the king can be difficult. Look how high it is.
Yeah.
Who would like to walk along that?
No, I don't want to be in danger.
3 hours it takes to walk along that path. All right. These are some pictures. What they've done, could you just go back one, please, James? Oh, forward one. Can you see this? What they've done is they've put the frame around and they put glass on top of it so he can actually stand over and look straight through. Can you see the walkway here? And that is the old walkway. It was just a metre wide and they had no handrail at that side. All right, that's the old one. Now it's roped and barriers and everything else. And that was, before it was developed and changed, it was called the most dangerous walkway in the world. That is one dangerous journey. And sometimes life can be a dangerous journey. But you know, sometimes it can be boring.
That's definitely not boring.
No, that's definitely not boring. And sometimes life can be difficult. Sometimes life can be hard. And you know, we said that that was 3 hours. How many people set off and think, well, I'm not going to bother. I'll stop. I'll turn around and go back. And you know, sometimes we on our Christian life can think, I've had enough. I'm going to pack in. I'm going to give up. It's not worth it. But it's only the people who get to the end of the journey actually arrive.
Yeah. Forever and ever.
Well, when we get to heaven, we'll be there forever and ever, won't we? We need to be sure that we stay the course, we keep on the journey, and we go all the way to the end. Could you put the last slide up? Because what does Jesus say our destination is going to be? Heaven. I don't know whether it'll look like that, but it might. But the thing is, that we'll only get there if we stay on the journey. We have to start, we have to continue, and we've got to push along until we get to the end. You saw on that video there's some very steep steps at points. It can be difficult, it can be hard, but Jesus said he's going to be with us every step of the way, and he would help us to be joyful in the midst of the journey. Now, this is unusual. We're actually going to teach you another song.